said, but when I reset it, I'm going to have to set it in this position, up tight. And it's going to take about a year of therapy.
Oh, God.
To straighten the arm out. To let the break go separate. I said, well, doctor, you know what to do. I don't know. I said, I have put my faith in you. Sure enough, he took him after the first week. First day and the second week, he took him in. Different operating room, set his arm in about 10 minutes. Brought him out and he had it bound like that. But it was bad therapy for the child, I guess, because he had it after it healed and he took it out of the cast. And my wife would have to go every week, twice a week, and they'd massage it and pull it a little more. When they got it out about like this, they'd make him carry a little valise with a couple of bricks in it everywhere he went, you know, to kind of and try to get him straight his own. After a year, it was absolutely perfect. There was no, in fact, when they were operating, when they were examined for the Naval Academy, I'd forgotten all about the break, and I didn't put it on that list of injuries, you know. And after they called, and after the examination and the tests that they made down there, the head of the 8th Naval District County called me into the office. He wanted to see me. I went in and see him. He says, look, he said, you didn't mention this boy had one of the twins. He wanted to congratulate me on the condition of health that the two boys were in. He said, they're just perfect specimens. I don't have a 100-foot roll. I got a 300-foot roll back there. It's 675, I'm pretty sure. 100 for 100 feet. Yeah. I'll have to check on the 300-foot roll, but it's going to run about 7 cents a foot, I'm pretty sure. All right. All right. Thank you. And he said, you didn't mention it. He said, but you don't have any work. He said, this is the finest job of bone placement I've ever seen. And he says, I'll tell you this. He says, there's not but about 4 doctors in the United States that use the technique that the doctor used. And he says, I don't know what your doctor's name is. He said, but I can tell you where he practiced and where he went to school.
Really?
And I said, well, I'll tell you his name. He says, Dr. Theodore. He said, well, you know, I would like to meet him and talk to him and have lunch with him. So would you give him his name? Where it's addressed in. So I did, and the boys went on to the academy, and I'd forgotten all about the incident, except how complimentary he was. He went on to tell me. Well, I had another boy playing football about a year or two after that, when the boys were in the academy, Tommy. He had a bad knee. And I took him back to and did all the bone work for the kids from then on.
Did he operate? Did he operate?
Uh-uh. No, he didn't operate. That's another thing I could tell you about. But anyway, I asked Dr. did this doctor from the 8th Naval District call you? He said, yeah. He said, he called me. He says, we had lunch together. So the doctor said, why is it that he knew so much about where you went to school? How do you know? How did he know that?